Okay, so we have a little bit of a delay here getting to our next segment here. We got our Rick Duncan, the guy, our sort of our guinea pig for the Attainment with
This
Attitude
is Attainment
segment.
with Attitude, which, by the way, I love the name of that segment. Attainment with Attitude.
With Attitude, that's right.
Attitude,
They're not
that's
taking
right.
any prisoners here. Oh, we got the music coming on, so I mentioned we got him. We got him on a cell phone in South America.
Is he on vacation?
I don't know. We'll find out here. Anyway, Attainment with Attitude, for those who don't know, is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Incorporated. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free strategic leadership skills questionnaire at attainmentinc.com. Linda, Rick, welcome to the program.
Hello, John. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Rick. Where are you?
Yes. I'm in South Georgia, heading south in the Atlantic Ocean toward the tip of South America.
You're at the tip of South America? What's this call costing us?
I don't know.
Linda, I don't hear Linda. Linda, you there? All right, well, we'll have to talk to Rick for a few minutes then.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Linda. There you are.
Is Rick on?
Yeah, he is.
How you doing, Rick?
Doing great, Linda.
He's what? Out traveling and having a great time while his company is being run because he's a great delegator.
You know, Rick, I got to just get a picture in my head here. Are you on a boat?
Yeah, I'm on a ship, a cruise ship, and I'm standing up on one of the decks.
Are you throwing up?
The winds were about 40 knots earlier today, so
yeah, I can hear some wind there.
Yeah,
well, hey, thanks for, are you on vacation or business?
Vacation.
Oh, all right, well, listen, thanks for taking the time to join us again this week.
No problem.
So let's start, Linda, let's start off with you for a quick second. Can you tell us kind of what the program was for this past week for Rick?
Sure. This was the Art of Delegation, and it's a continuation, a little bit, of the lesson that was from last week, which is about time management.
Right.
So Rick went through and identified, he went through a questionnaire to kind of see what his attitudes and beliefs are related to guest delegation, and he wrote out a list of everything he currently does personally to see if there's anything that he could delegate that someone else could do for better, because they're better at it, or for less time or money, or just to help them develop, and he also moved forward on his win-win goals.
Okay, so Rick, have you been on vacation all week?
Since Friday.
Okay, so how much work were you able to do on your goals this past week then?
Well, I spent a couple hours working on it.
Okay.
Sent a few emails back to the office and, stimulated a few people to do a little thought.
All right, so are things going pretty smoothly while you're away?
Yeah, they're going great.
So
got some good guys there, and they're doing a good job managing it.
All right, well, that kind of speaks to Linda's point then, because if you're able to take off like that and things don't fall apart, that's a sign that you're able to delegate, right?
Absolutely. I did sit down with a few people and, went over a few goals that I had accomplished while I was gone, and they're doing a good job.
Great.
Okay, good, good. So what were some of the things you learned this week then?
Well, I guess the best thing about delegation is, is getting over my fear that the job's not going to get done, and then learning that it would.
Okay.
And above that, then also learning how to motivate people to do the work properly.
Okay.
And it's working.
Yes, because you're on a cruise ship right
now. You may just come home and you may not have a company.
That might just stay gone a while longer.
Yeah.
Don't come back. Just don't come back. Never disembark.
Yeah.
All right, so you got a little bit done this week, but it's kind of tough because you're on vacation. When are you coming back?
Be back in two weeks.
Oh, another 2 weeks.
Well, actually, John, Rick has been amazing because he's actually completed a lesson on the ship, and before he left, if I could share, Rick, one of the things that he did is he went through, we met with two of his team members to talk, just to launch the idea of getting some written procedures established for the company, so kind of started that going. And then he also reported in that, remember on his three goals, that on the number two goal, which had to do with reducing the interruptions from his team, is that his goal was to reduce them, their current were from 8 to 10 a month, and the goal was to reduce them to 5 or less. And he said that 2 is what he felt that he had gotten this past month. So,
wow.
And he also has some really good increases in sales for January and February, but of course we can't take credit for that because you know, he won't see the results of what he's doing now until a little bit down the road, but
right.
That's a good trend.
Right, right. All right, so let me catch up to you. So you said on his goal number 2 that he was trying to reduce the number of questions and things down to what number?
When we started, it was 8 to 10 per month, and he wanted to reduce them to 5. Per month by the end of the program.
And he got 2.
He thought he's at 2.
He's at 2.
And he's at 2 now.
Are you listening, John?
I'm just trying to take it all in here.
Do you have a calculator there, John?
You know, I really probably should.
Just kidding you.
I just can't get this visual out of my head of him down there on a cruise ship.
I know.
Going around the tip of South America.
It's probably 2 in the morning. Poor Rick. We're calling him, you know.
It's almost midnight.
See?
I wondered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's out on deck having a good time.
Yeah.
Calling us.
Absolutely.
All right. So Linda, what's his homework for this week then?
The next lesson is about decision making and problem solving. And that's a real good topic for most people who are in leadership, because of course everybody has to look at what is it that they personally should be making decisions on, and when should others be involved, and when should others make the complete decision. So Rick's going to do that, and he's also using this opportunity to work a little bit on his organizational vision, mission, and purpose.
Okay. All right, so next week is about decision making then, when
right.
to bring other people in and when to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So Rick, anything else that you got out of this past week you want to share with us?
You know, I think the main thing is that I'm really thinking about bringing my business to the next level. And, you know, what I'm learning is I get other people to do all the things that I was trying to do myself. And they do it better than I did.
That's a moment of realization when you realize they're actually better than you are, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it really increases their engagement. That's what he's experiencing, I think, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Linda.
Yeah.
So they feel like they're more valued. Would that be fair?
You know, I think so.
Well, that means you have to pay them more. They're what your profits. All right.
Yeah, you just showed that card. All right. Well, Rick, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Enjoy your vacation. What kind of ports of call are you guys hitting?
Well, we're going to be hitting, going around to Cape Horn, actually, going through the Straits of Magellan, going through the Beagle Channel and seeing all kind of glaciers.
Oh.
Going to go see some penguins and sea lions tomorrow.
Penguins.
Wow.
Penguins. Happy feet.
Yep. That's... I've been in Buenos Aires, Montevideo, Uruguay. So seeing some really neat places.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad that you've got yourself a company that's able to handle things in your absence. Good for you.
Yeah, well, and I feel good about it.
Excellent. All right. Well, you keep working on these goals, all right? We're holding you accountable at the end of this 8 weeks.
I'm going to do it.
Well, he's been working very hard, so he can relax and enjoy himself.
Yeah, not this week he's not.
So I think you have one more week on vacation, right? It's a total of 2 weeks vacation, Rick?
No,
yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Total of 2. Okay, so
I'll be calling in next Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday I'll be back home.
You'll be back home normally.
Okay.
Okay, all right, good. All right. Well, Rick, you take care. Linda, anything else that you want to tell us about the program?
Rick, are you still there?
Yes.
The one question, because this is halfway through the program, we usually ask, which is, what has been the greatest benefit so far? Would you be able to answer that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really taught me to start working with my people, to motivate them, to not be afraid that they could do the job right, and it's succeeding.
Great. A lot of things go into that to make that something that a person can do. So,
Rick, do you feel a lot freer when you delegate?
Absolutely.
We'll take that yes.
Well, that's a yes.
I tell you, I think you're on the right track there. Good for you. All right, Linda, Rick, thanks. We'll look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, you guys.